People are using alleys near Occidental Park in Pioneer Square as bathrooms. Now, the city has plans to install a public toilet yet again, but one merchant, Joanna Urego, is not waiting. She built and installed what people are calling a rogue outhouse. Joanna runs Klondike Penny's Old Time Portrait Gallery. Joanna, how bad is this problem in Pioneer Square?
Well, Pioneer Square has always been a salty part of town, and I've been there for 3 years with my little business, but recently it's become very, very bad. I don't know how else to put it.
Well, details. How's it smell? How's it affect your business?
Well, we are kind of at the crossroads. We're like the Five Points in Gangs of New York. It's where all the traffic, all the various crowds come together. The sports fans coming up and through for the games. The homeless people that are staying in the shelters in downtown kind of having to be out during the day. And then we've got visitors coming from the north, tour buses, tours that are, through the underground and all the various tours that exist in Pioneer Square. So it's a high traffic area, a lot of drinking establishments, a lot of places to get food, a lot of churches coming down to provide food and beverage, and nowhere to go to the restroom.
You were telling us that the odor can actually come into your business and affects your business?
Yeah, the outer wall that abuts the alley of our business, the bricks in that wall date back to 1881. They're very porous, and they're, as far as we can tell, only two layers. And so a lot of those, every time someone shuts the door upstairs, some of the little powder from the bricks falls out, so you can tell kind of how porous they are. People use in the alley by the hundreds outside our shop every day. The brick wicks that kind of waste material up and provides us with a kind of an experience, a very unique experience inside the shop.
Unique in a bad way.
In a bad way.
Joanna, on July 4th, you installed an outhouse that you built yourself. You know how to build outhouses.
Well, I do now, and there were actually two of them. They were designed to be very portable so that we could deliver them stealthily and remove them in much the same way so that they could be removed and pop up again and again and again. So that was kind of the idea. And we really wanted to work with a stall that, kind of answering all of the issues. Wow. What are the problems with the previous outhouses? Well, too many people could go in them at one time. They were obscured from view. We feel like other cities in other countries have solutions for these problems that are not rocket science.
So, Joanna, are your outdoor outhouses working? Are people using them instead of relieving themselves in the alley?
Yes, we found that I have a tendency to exaggerate by a margin of about 300%. But in my mind,
we'll take that into account. Everything you say will reduce accordingly. Okay, go ahead.
About 80 people used those outhouses when I had them out. I dumped the buckets about every hour, and they were cleaned in between every use. So, and I feel like if I can do that, if I can build outhouses, the materials and the cost me $32. And that was mostly hardware. The rest were repurposed materials and found wood and parts of pallets and that type of thing that we collected from behind alleys and, around town. So I feel like if I can come up with a solution that costs $32 and if we could pay someone to kind of monitor that, I feel like the city can tackle this problem, too.
And the city says they're going to try to. Joanna Urego, thanks so much for talking to us today.
You're sure welcome.
She set up a homemade porta-potty outside her business, Klondike Penny's Old Time Portrait Gallery in Seattle's Pioneer District, to try to deal with people using the alley as a toilet. The city plans to install a public toilet called the Portland Loo in the area. And there's been a long history that 7 years ago, the city put more than $1 million into state-of-the-art public bathrooms. But after reports of drug dealing and sex acts surfaced, the city ditched those toilets.